You are tuned in to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. This is The Whirlpool. I am your guest host for another week. My name is Ryan D, filling in for the one and only Matt once again, as he is away. And I am, as always, honored to be taking over this show, and always pleased when I am asked to fill in. So thank you to Matt, and thank you to all of you for listening wherever you are, whenever you are tuning in. I appreciate you supporting this show, which is one of my favorites on the station, and this wonderful radio station that I love so dearly. Let's get into the whirlpool. What do you say, my friends? I dig it the most. Kicking it off with The Wedding Present. What do you say? Yeah.
Yeah. almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich. I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. Twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching for business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I've been rich. It appears I have become so rich. It appears I have become so, so rich. I'm literally drowning in it. But no matter how little I've got, I'll never lose the plot. On top of the hill looking out over the valley, you can see for miles and still get shot. The farmer doesn't want his cows getting what the other cows have got. He keeps his livestock stock stuffed in his sock. That's why he's rich. It appears we've both become rich. It appears we're both very, very, very rich. It appears we both got gout. It appears we have no shame. It appears I have become rich. It appears I have become rich. Lord forgive me, have mercy on my soul, never. No one ever tells you how tough it really is. Please teach me how to be modest and how to be rich. I've done some terrible things because I'm rich. Looking for opportunities in ventures that are bound to bring the silver rain. Sure, it's a rush being cush, but then again, life is a bitch. I've become so rich, and people hate you for it. People really hate you for it.
A song that will be, well, my theme when I finally become rich. It's just taking so long. Yard Act right there, track called Rich, in case you didn't get it. It's off the band from Leeds, excellent debut full-length album. It's called The Overload. It's released January 2022 on Island Records. Up out of that with Delivery, track called Floored. Delivery hail from Melbourne, Australia. Excellent single is off their 2021 debut EP. Yes, we do. Lithics up out of that with Edible Door. That's the that's off the second full-length from the Portland, Oregon band. It's titled Mating Surfaces. Released on Kill Rock Stars back in March 2018. Sweet Knives up out of that with House, and Sweet Knives called Memphis, Tennessee home. The song appears in their sophomore album, Spirit Zerta, actually. It's released January 2022 on FDH Records. The Nude Party with Time to Go off the New York band's 2016 EP. It's called Hot Tub, released on Crystal Pistol Records. Powwows with I Can See But You Don't Know, lead single off the Toronto band's sophomore full-length album. It's called Broken Curses. It's released February 2015, as a matter of fact, on Baltimore label Hidden Volume Records. And kicking off that nice long set with The Wedding Present, Yeah, 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 great one, off the UK band's fourth studio album, Watusi. It's really September 1994. This is the Whirlpool. I'm your guest host, Ryan D. Filling in for Matt. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. Let's get back into it with the classics one right here from Superchunk. The acoustic version, apparently, of Driveway to Driveway. Round and round I go. I don't want to. This is clearly not Superchunk. I don't know what Rivendell thinks, but I disagree with you, Rivendell. That is not Superchunk. This, however, is Superchunk. Not that one. This one. Finally. Superchunk, Driver to Driveway.
Thank you. face me. Turning around, see you 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 face me.
Some nice modern post-punk right there from LA trio Automatic. That is a track called Teen Beat off of their latest album. It's called Excess. It was released June 2022 on Stone's Throw Records, and it is a fantastic album. Up out of that, Ron Gallo with Really Nice Guys, the title track off his 2018 EP that was released on New West Records. The Minx up out of that, Motorbike, name of the track I played for you, off the Nashville band's really amazing new record. It's called Creatures of Culture. It was released this past March 2023, if you're keeping track of the years. Connections up out of that with Slow Ride, the band calls Columbus, Ohio home. The song is off their brand new full-length album. It's called Cool Change. It was also released this past March through Trouble in Mind Records. Up out of that, you're a song from a band called Best Bets, track called All Roads Lead Back. And Best Bets are from New Zealand, and the song is off of their 2018 debut EP, Life Under the Big Top. And kicking off that set, you know, finally, I had to go through two incorrect versions. And I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to see about getting that wrongly marked track out of our system. Superchunk, Driveway to Driveway. That's only happened a few times here in my DJ life. Driver to Driver, a classic single off of the Chapel Hill, North Carolina band's fourth studio album. It's called Foolish. That was released on via Merge Records. And Merge Records, for those who want to be in the know, was founded by Mac and Laura of Superchunk back in 1990. Ryan D., filling in here for the Whirlpool. Got one more set, so let's get into it. Here's great stuff from a band out of Philadelphia. They're called Second Grade, and here's a track called Velodrome on the Whirlpool.
Well, I saw you looking out of a window in a cafe down by the Velodrome. You spelled your name wrong on the birth certificate. You cried about it for the whole drive home. And I saw you down at the demonstration.
I'm I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
One,
two,
three, let's go!
Thank you.
This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the radio dial and WMFO.org, streaming all over the world. You've been tuned in to The Whirlpool with your guest host, Ryan D. That's me. I had a blast. Thank you to all of you for tuning in, and thanks to Matt for having me back again. It's always a pleasure to be filling in for this show. You just heard Phaser Days, great track called Lucky Girl. Phaser Days is the project of New Zealand musician Amelia Murray. The song is off her debut album, Morningside, that was released 2017 on Flying Nun Records. No Vacation with Beach Bummer. No Vacation, a terrific band from San Francisco. The track is off their 2015 album, AMOXO. Varsity up into that with Settle Down. Single appears on the Chicago band's 2017 album, Parallel Person. It's released on Babe City Records. Hoops up into that with Rules. Taking off the Bloomington, Indiana Trio's 2017 album, Routines. Kicking off that set with Second Grade, a track called Velodrome, off the Philly band's debut full-length album, Hit to Hit, released May 2020 on Double Double Whammy Records. I had a great time, as I said. Thanks to all of you for being out there, and I do hope enjoy the rest of your day. Tune in next week for another edition of The Whirlpool right here, WMFO, every Wednesday morning from 8 to 9. I'm going to leave you with a favorite band of mine and of Matt's. I'll be seeing these guys on Friday, as a matter of fact. Here are the Beths ending out the Whirlpool for this day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for tuning in. It's Ryan D. signing off.